Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy, whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage. The Magic Wand should be your go-to with powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns. It's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator. Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off.
Hi, I'm Emily from sexwithemily.com. Do you want to last longer in bed? Promescent is the only FDA-approved treatment for premature ejaculation. 1 in 3 men suffer from premature ejaculation, but they don't have to. Go to promescent.com to get the desensitizing spray that will allow you to have the sex you deserve.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
The women know about shrinkage.
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com where you can listen to our podcasts. Sign up for our goddamn mailing list because I'm telling you, we send some of the best emails around. Like, people actually compliment me on my email blast and they say they actually read them and they don't de-spam themselves from it. They don't mark it as spam and they don't unsubscribe because they give you good sex information and relationship information. And it's all, you know, PG. If your wife or husband runs into it, it's all good. So yeah, sign up for my mailing list. Check me out on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, Sex with Emily. And as always, you can send me your questions to feedback@sexwithemily.com. because I love hearing from you and I read every single email that you send me. I really do. And I try to answer them on the show. And also on Thursday nights, you can always call in between 8:30 and 9:30 Pacific Standard Time at 800-568-3191 because we will be taking your questions. And tonight's show, I'm very excited for my guest here, even more excited now. Well, I was always excited all day, but now there's a better backstory about how we got him in the studio. This is Eric Griffin. He's an actor and writer and comedian.
Yes.
fans of the hit Comedy Central series Workaholics, they might recognize him as Eric Griffin, the show's iconic series regular Montez. Also, used to perform live at the Gotham on Comedy Central. Last Comic Standing on NBC, Comics Without Borders on Showtime, nationally syndicated Comics Unleashed. You've done everything, right?
Yeah, I was on Arrested Development this year.
Oh, my God.
I did Franklin and Bash.
You've done it all.
Yeah, well, whatever.
Well, you've done the right. You've done all the right things. But what's so interesting is that, and then you have your debut comedy album coming out.
What already came out?
Oh, it came out.
My album's out. It's on Side One Dummy Records. It's called Technical File Volume One.
How do people find that?
You can find it on iTunes.
iTunes is the best for everything.
You can go to my website.
Okay, Eric. What's your website?
EricGriffin.com with a K.
Eric with a K. Okay, so Eric's here. So here's what happened. So we're doing a special show tonight because I like to bring you two shows a week, and we didn't have a second show planned up. Long story short, because I do one show with Menace, who's my sidekick in San Francisco, and long story short, we couldn't do that one this week. And Lauren's like, I've got someone great. I met this guy, Eric Griffin. He's a comedian. He's awesome. He's funny. And he's going to come in. I'm like, that's amazing. I looked you up. You were actually funny and awesome. But just now before the show, tell me exactly how you met my assistant, Lauren.
Well, Lauren, she was at the Laugh Factory. I was performing. I believe it was a Monday night. It was kind of late. And she was a drunken mess in the crowd.
Okay, good to know.
One of those girls that was like, woo! And she was looking super hot that night too.
Right.
By the way,
she even looks hot when she's trying to act like all business like.
Yeah, she was like, she got gold shoes on today, but she was looking like take me home and do me proper hot.
Right, exactly. That's good.
And she was a little drunk too, but not to like sloppy drunk.
Right,
but
it was the perfect kind of drunk.
It was the perfect kind of drunk.
She was still fun, flirty drunk. She wasn't about to barf on you drunk.
Yeah, where she still my notary would have been able to get a signature from her.
Right, exactly. right.
And then we just started yip yapping on Instagram, and then she flirted me in here today.
God. Well, that's a good job. Yay, Lauren. Okay, but you would have come anyway, right?
Oh, I would have come anyway. It's great, right. But I mean,
No, I'm just kidding. But I like the story about Lauren being all fucked up because she's usually, she doesn't
Yeah, that's right. When I came in tonight, she was all like, oh, hi, good to see you. And I'm like, who's this?
Right, exactly. Well, she's a fun party girl, but she's also a serious worker. So that's, that's how we love her,
Yeah,
so
she's always, she was telling me about how she, you work her to death and the hours are crazy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I don't work. No, she said, no, that's not true. It is crazy. It is crazy because sex never sleeps.
Well, it should take a break every now and then. It should rejuvenate and wash.
Exactly. No, there is a refractory period before we can go again. But I appreciate you coming on the show.
No problem.
And today's show is going to be a little hybrid. We're going to talk to you. I often read emails from my listeners. We're going to have you, get some of your advice as a man. Are you single?
Yeah, I'm single.
Okay. You've dated your fair share?
Yeah, I've dated, and then things have been different since being on the show. That's pretty weird.
Right, because you probably get laid more. People hate
you
more.
Oh, yeah. This is like, I think I've quadrupled my numbers.
Really? In the last few minutes? Like in the last week?
Yeah, just being on. Girls actually fuck you because you're on TV. It's actually weird.
It's one of my questions. Seriously,
it's actually pretty weird.
It is weird. Like, what happens? Give me an example.
Well, it's not. You know what it is? It's like when you're on a show that people are so enamored by, like, that's their favorite show.
Right.
And then they admire what you do. Because I don't want to look at it as a bad thing. I don't want to, downplay it. I don't want to be like, well, these women are dumb. No. It's like,
they appreciate your humor.
You appreciate, it's all that kind of thing. And people tell me, well, they're only doing that because you're on TV. I'm like, and?
And your problem is?
They're your problem. Right,
exactly.
That's the whole reason why I got on TV.
Exactly, right.
So, yeah, that's just how it happens.
But how do they meet you? Like, are they waiting outside this? Do they come up to you? Recognize you?
You know what? I got to tell you, in this day and age of social media, they find you. Like, I love Tinder. That's one of my favorites.
Yeah, Tinder.
Tinder lover. Yeah. Anyway.
Right.
So, I'll say it on stage. I'll be like, when I come to a town, I get on Tinder. And then, afterwards, I've met a couple of people that were there. They'll be like, I was at your show tonight, blah, blah, blah. And then next thing
Next thing they're in your hotel room?
Yeah, they're in my hotel room.
That's amazing. So you can have a woman in every port.
Well, you can, but, you got to be careful because people are crazy.
Right. No, people are crazy. That's true.
And I'm not necessarily, what I found out about myself is that, you think that you're just attracted to somebody that's just physically hot.
Right.
But then I found out that that's not enough.
No, it's definitely, it's enough
for a second, you get going,
second,
but
month,
then
maybe?
Once you start talking, and then I don't know, I need
you need
a little,
and
a little connection.
Exactly,
not too much brains where they think they're better than you, but
right.
mean. But
well, that's not brains; that's actually insecurity. I think when someone's trying to think that they're better than you and they're trying to prove you wrong all the time, that's usually when they feel like they know that they're dumb, and so they're trying to prove it in a way that makes them look dumber.
Or I would say, women have such a so much to deal with anyway in society that they have to like overcompensate, like as
right,
if
right, that's true too. To prove
as
that
if like
smart.
I have to show that I'm like a man,
exactly.
And it's like no, you're not. So I'm, don't try to be like that. You know, right. It's so annoying.
That's
actually.
True too. I meant people in general who
yeah,
constantly
you mean.
Try to. They try to like
condescending.
Yeah, and, condescending yeah. Or like one up you because they think they're insecure. But you're right; it is hard for women.
Yeah, it's like
I have to pretend I'm smart every single day.
come on, you are smart. That's what you're doing.
I have my moments, you know. I do.
I always say it's really tough for women. I think just
it
because
is.
You know the your most I like to call it your Olympic years. You know, like you know, it's like 18 to 28.
Yeah,
you know? That's when you have to win gold.
Right.
If you don't, you're gonna get a cat by 35. But I'm just saying. That is also when you're at your most shallow.
Right.
And also the best time to have a kid. Those three things do not coincide with
no,
each other.
Exactly.
It's like really difficult.
That's why they say the youth is wasted on the young. It's so true. It's like when I was like 25, like please, I couldn't even have had a cat or a kid. I still can't have a cat. I tried to have a dog for a while. It didn't go over that well. But no, I know what you're saying. It's totally true. And I wasn't going for the gold either. Most women, you're right. They are between those ages and then they get older. And then, especially in LA, it's like a whole different. Have you lived in LA for a while?
Yeah, I've lived in LA my whole life.
Have you? Oh, so you're from here. Okay, so I'm fairly new to LA. Well, it's been a year. So I lived in San Francisco.
Uh-huh.
So well, how do you find dating in LA?
Well, it's a little more difficult because, you know, just girls in LA already think they are entitled to like more than they really deserve. You
Why
know
is
what
that?
I mean? I don't know. I really don't get it. I don't get this like, you know.
Like it's like attitude? Because it's not like that. I mean, there's pockets of women like that. And then
everywhere. There's people like that everywhere.
On the planet. Right. Yeah. But in LA in particular, they think, are you talking about a certain type of women? Like the women who are like. Model waitresses? Or?
Well, I think that a lot of chicks in LA think that trying to do something is the same as actually doing something.
Right. Like so they'll be like, I'm an actress. Like, what have you done? Like,
yeah, you're not an
auditions.
Actress.
Right.
Until you like, I would say, whatever your, if you have to ask somebody to go do something, if you have to go to someone and say, hey, I need to get off on Wednesday because I need to go do this, then whoever you're asking, that's your priority.
Right, exactly.
That's what you are. So until that's gone, you're not that thing yet,
right.
Really. So, you know, or my favorite is if someone thinks, like if someone says, you look like a model, that doesn't mean you're a model.
Right, exactly. Exactly. Totally. You must be a model, right?
Yeah.
I get that too. And like, well, I did. Or wherever. I'm like, is that like a line here? But since you, okay, but you weren't always a comedian. So this has not been your lifelong path. You had a career.
Yeah, I was doing something completely different. And then I just didn't want to wake up 50 and be like,
right.
I didn't follow my dreams.
Right.
You know, because I think most people, you know, most people, they become a slave to their possessions, to paying for things instead of having experiences.
Right.
I think that people become afraid to fail or succeed, and then they get trapped in a relationship that they hate. They get
right.
trapped in a job that they don't love, and then their life is like, they wake up and like, oh my God, I hate my life. But that was a choice. And so, you know, I just didn't want to be like that. You
right.
know, I just really went for it. And, you know, here I am. I'm on your show. I'm on a television show that people love.
Yeah, people love it.
I travel
crazy
the world,
about
you know.
It. So you just, so how many years now have you been doing this?
Since 2003.
Oh, okay. So
yeah.
You quit, and but it probably did it take a while, or were you like lucky?
No. I just think that.
I don't mean to take a while. I'm just wondering the trajectory because it's not easy to break into company. But were you always on the
wasn't.
Side doing it, or were you doing stand-up?
I just went for it. I went to open mics every single day, and I had a plan. I knew I needed to like get the respect of my peers
right.
away, because those are the people that get you work. I knew you had to like cultivate relationships like a plant,
right.
Like you know. It's
you
not
going
to grow right
it's
away.
So
you
got
to put water in. You got to feed it. You got to give it light, and it's got to take time. You got to build real relationships. But it's such a fast-paced town. People just think that, you know, oh, hey, what can
right.
you do for me? And
exactly.
it's like, no, why don't you find out if you want them to do something for you?
Exactly.
Or if you want to do something for them. So, you know, it took some time. It took some like real effort. It took like, you know, me just not being afraid, and I went for it. You
probably
know?
Got over a lot of fears.
I did, and I'm probably still dealing with a lot of fears. When you're a comic, you're so insecure.
Oh my God,
and, like,
right.
you know, you want to be heard. Listen to me. You know what I
exactly.
mean?
Exactly.
I'm still bitter about a lot of things, and so I'm just, you know, trying
let that
to.
Let stuff go. Hold your back.
I know.
Are you in therapy?
No, but the comedy, that's the therapy.
Oh, the comedy is therapy.
Yeah,
it
if I didn't
true.
Do that, I'd
it's
probably
cathartic.
Be crazy.
Exactly. Yeah. So, like, a lot of, what would you say, like, I saw some of your YouTube and, like, your YouTube videos and your show, but, like, what. Is there any common things that you like to talk about, or you are excited to talk about coming up, or that you?
Well, it's
like
really just
can?
About my perspective on things. Like I like talking about online dating. Like I like talking about Tinder.
Okay,
you know?
Yeah. Okay, I do too. I did a live Tinder date because I have no time to date in the studio a few weeks ago. I've never met him. And I had him come into the studio, and I, like, lit candles. I did everything. We had wine. Yeah, I had a live Tinder date. It was funny.
Well, here's my problem,
though. That was my first date on Tinder, and my last, because I haven't had time. But
well, my thing with Tinder is, but that's a choice. You're making that choice yourself,
too.
I know.
I'm not prioritizing. It is an excuse.
You're making
that
excuse.
I have guys here and there, but I, whatever.
I know, but it's like, is that all we really want, I mean, out of life?
Work?
No,
or
just
guys. What?
No, but it's like, are you afraid of relationships? Like, are you afraid of, like, I mean, you know, we're all afraid of being vulnerable.
I don't prioritize relationships. I do in my work, but those who can't do teach. You know?
I don't see. All I hear is excuse. I just hear that you are hiding behind this work because you don't want to. Let's get to the real.
I've been in relationships. No, I've been in so many relationships.
But that's okay.
It's funny.
When you say I've been in so many relationships, that means you're horrible at relationships.
No, it doesn't mean that. You know what it's come to is that I've decided, I've come to the place where I realize that I actually don't want the traditional relationship.
Yeah.
And that's a very hard place to be, to tell everyone that people don't understand. I'm like, no, I really have never wanted to get married. I don't want children.
Well, that takes like a certain amount of like, first of all, it's harder to be in like a, say, a polyamorous relationship.
Right.
That takes a maturity and an honesty level that most people don't even want to deal with.
Exactly.
They just don't want to deal with it.
Right. And people who are in polyamorous relationships have like this practice, like this fierce honesty. Like you've never, like they talk about everything. You can't lie. You can't cheat. Like if they over communicate in a way that.
Oh, you think that's uncomfortable?
No, it's not uncomfortable. It works for them. People always think,
well,
oh,
I don't know
work,
if it always works. You know?
No, but marriages don't always work.
Well, then most of them don't work.
Right. So people are like, polyamory doesn't work. I'm like, yeah, how's your marriage doing? So I'm not saying I'm polyamorous either. I'm just saying I'm just saying
that's an
example
of
totally. Yeah. And I might be. I don't know. I've dated multiple people and they all know at once, but I'm not like in a polyamorous love circle or anything.
Well,
so the point is, but it's true that they practice like this fierce honesty. People just like, oh, it can never work. But then they're like, okay, I love you. I have a primary partner, but I might want to sleep. I'm going to sleep with someone else, and you know all the facts, all the details, rather than if you're in a committed relationship and you might be like lying or cheating or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no perfect way to go about it, but that is my relationship thing, is that I kept trying to get in relationships where they wanted that typical thing that I didn't want. So that's kind of where I came.
I don't think people that are in that typical thing want that typical thing.
They don't.
Thing.
And
they don't want that.
I
they say
that.
They want that.
Right.
But what happens is you like, just like in your life where you like get like, let's say if I'm in a job that I hate, but then I buy a house, so I have to stay at that job. That's what happens in relationships.
Exactly.
They get kids, or they get like, they make these choices that now they go, well, God, we got to stay together. But nobody really, I don't know that many people that really want that, or like if they can achieve, or I don't say that, I think they want it, but they don't know how to apply it. They don't know how to actually attack it and make it work.
Until there's a problem, and then they're in therapy. So that's why I think that couples need therapy. I think it should be like you going to your, you know, monthly or bi-monthly, what your you know, yearly checkup to your doctor or something. I believe that every couple should enter therapy fairly early on. Like I'd say within the first year, and especially if you're going to get married, because there's certain tools that these people that we're talking, a lot of people who get married, they only go into therapy, or they only like the problems happen when there's a crisis, like when it gets to crisis level.
Yeah.
And then before that time, they haven't dealt with it. So I think like in therapy, you can really develop tools. Like you need like a mediator to come in and talk to you, because then to help you guys communicate, because just because you fell in love and a baby and all this stuff doesn't mean that you know how to communicate through hard times.
Right.
And I think a lot of marriages might last longer. But you're right. People get in, they get trapped. And I just never, I mean, I don't know what it is. I just, you know, I just never really wanted that. But you're right. I think a lot of people do get stuck in that and they don't want
that. But then the people I would say on the other side, like we're saying right now, you're saying you don't want that. But then you'll, you know, then you like, you know, then you find it awkward to like, you know, you want to have sex.
Right.
Then you have sex, but then there's some weirdness that happens.
Right.
You know, so I always tell people, like, if you have a fuck buddy and you're like, I say you have to stop it at a certain point.
Right.
Because
eventually someone's going to want more.
It gets ruined.
Like friends with benefits.
It's better just, friends with benefits, you benefit for a little while and then move on.
Exactly.
And benefit with someone else. But then we like comfortability. We want to be comfortable. We're creatures of comfort.
Right.
So therefore, that's why we want more, but we don't want in that traditional way.
Right. So there's a way to be committed with someone and then maybe bring in whatever. I think that everyone has the opportunity to create whatever kind of relationship they want, and they don't.
We're so, please, first of
please,
all, that's so hard because people are so insecure.
Right.
People are so possessive. There's no way. And then men and women are so completely different, and they don't want to acknowledge that. That's the biggest thing, too.
Right, exactly.
Like, I tell people, like, on my shows, I always tell women, I say, don't be a coward. Like, it is cowardly to not tell your man, how to please you.
Exactly.
It's a coward's move. It's because women can't accept rejection. Like if a man says to a woman, like, you know, you're not doing it for me right now, that would be like, oh my God, I have to slit my throat. As opposed to like, you know, but guys like to be coached, you know, we like to be coached.
Yeah, you want the directions. You
want
to get there.
Directions. We're like in a huddle. Like, tell me what play you want me to run.
And so do you find that women typically do not tell you what they like? Because I talk, that's all I talk. That's my, like the purpose of my, that's why I'm on the planet, I think. I tell men and women that they have to communicate about sex, and they don't. And so if you've been with women where they're just like, not mom, and you're like, tell me what.
Yeah, but then it becomes like, here's the attitude of that, though. Like, let's say it's your birthday coming up, and if you say, it's my birthday, and I knew it, it takes away from it.
Right.
For me to say happy birthday to you now because you've told me already. So there's a lot of it.
Maybe I thought you didn't know it was my birthday.
I know, but see what I'm saying is people get this kind of feeling of like, well, now you've ruined it.
Oh, you mean
it.
With sex. If yeah. I was like, hey, you need to do this or that. Then
but
I'd
see,
be
that's
like,
why it needs to be done in a certain way where it's like, you know, that's what the pre-talk needs to be about, you know. There needs to be flirting.
The pre-sex talk? You think you need, like, before you actually have sex, you should be like, so listen, when you're going down on me.
I don't mean like that. Not like a IKEA directions.
Okay.
I don't mean like that. But right. there's I think you should be open. I think you should take your walls down earlier so you could start to, like, anticipate things. You could start to, like, you know what you might enjoy or not enjoy. Like, you could find out if somebody, you know, like, maybe a girl doesn't want, you don't, I don't like when guys eat my pussy. I don't like that, you know? And then you know that, you hear that ahead of time, then you can be like, okay, I'm not going to try to do that.
Right,
you
exactly.
Know?
No, you're right. People don't, and that's another thing. We were talking about people earlier who don't communicate in relationships. People definitely don't communicate about sex in relationships
they
enough until
do.
Again until it's a problem
because it's some kind of taboo,
right? And I get these emails, people like, we've been together 20 years, and like, I don't know what turned. I'm like, really, 20? Have you ever asked her fantasy? No. Have you ever talked about it? No. I'm like, and you're emailing me like the page long people. Yeah. You got to start talking about it, because that's how you're going to have the best sex of your life. That's how it's going to get better. It only gets better if you communicate, you know, what you want.
I want to add to that.
Please do.
I'm going to add to that is this, that you can connect with anyone if you allow yourself. Like, I find in L.A., or, like, with girls of a certain age, let's say, that they think they can only connect with someone that they want to fuck.
Right. They don't even want to make friends, you mean?
And I'm saying, is you can, if you allow yourself, you can connect with anyone. Like how many times have you had sex with someone that you thought was quote-unquote hot and it was horrible?
Many, yeah.
So that means it has nothing to do with what they look like. That means that, yes, there have been times when the person was hot and then the sex was great. And in your mind, you've associated that hotness is the reason why the sex was good. No, I don't think so. There's some sort of chemical thing going on
there
between
is.
People.
There is. Chemistry. It's true. And men
there's some
are more,
kind of chemistry,
right.
You know?
But go, men are more guilty. No. I cut you up. Men are more guilty. Men are guiltier of this than women. Because I think that for men, there was like, I decided the first 3 seconds, 30 seconds, if I bang someone or not. And like, they're more into like... dating women, you know, the looks are the most important thing. Where women are like, oh, you know, he's really funny, he's really smart, he grew on me, I don't know.
I think that's about age, though.
Yeah.
So
women of a certain age, what are
yes,
you talking about?
I'm saying like women in their 20s, like 27 and under.
Yeah.
No. It is definitely about what they look like.
Right.
That is what they're at their most shallow. And that's why all those girls are trying to fuck the same guys. You know, and that's why those guys are fucking thousands of girls.
Right.
Because they all think they're going to end up with Ryan Gosling.
Right,
you know?
Exactly. And that's who they're looking for.
That's
in
who
LA
they're
too.
Looking for.
See, LA is such a weird town. Like
they
that.
All. But what I'm saying is, like, all these girls of that age, they all are in the same boat. They're getting hurt by the same guy.
Same douchebag.
The same douchebags. Because they think that, oh, I'm going to change him or I'm going to get. No, you're not. You know,
other thing.
You know what the thing is? It's because I always tell them, you have to remember. Every June, there's an 18-year-old graduating to take your place.
Exactly.
So the odds are not in your favor.
It's so true. And people who date, exactly, that, right. They're right. They all come to L.A. off the bus when they're 18.
You know?
But it's so true that women also, and men, this is another big thing that I was just with my mother in Florida. I just spent a week with my mother.
Right.
Which was intense. No, it was good. It was fine. I love my mom. But one of the best pieces of relationship advice she ever gave me was never get into a relationship with someone thinking that you're going to change them. And it's so true that you can't date on potential. You can't think, well, he's going to change for me. One day he's going to stop going out with his guy friends every night. Or one day he's going to stop cheating. Or one day she's going to learn to love sex as much as I do. Or whatever it is. Unless the person that you're with makes a conscious decision that they're going to try to change, they're not going to change.
Well, I think there's a lot of myths in the world. And one of the myths are that men like sex more than women. And I think that is a huge myth that we need to dispel.
Let's do it now.
Okay, because women like sex way more than men do because their bodies are designed that way. They're designed – like, first of all, a guy's going to finish every time. He can use sandpaper to masturbate. He's going to finish because that's how we're designed. Half the enjoyment is getting the yes. Like, half the part of that chase is like when a girl says, yes, I'll have sex with you. Then you're like, oh, that's part of it and the whole conquest. Like, we're about quantity and women are about quality.
Right.
You know, so I just
– right.
I'm talking about like you want to have sex with one guy 1,000 times and guys want to have sex with 1,000 women.
Exactly.
You know, just because. Not even for it to be good.
Right. No, variety.
Not even because it's good is what I'm saying. Exactly. So it's like, but that's a myth about like, I want her to have sex with me more. But that's probably they're not communicating.
Right. Exactly. They're not communicating. Also, people have mismatched libidos. They get together.
Oh, God. Right?
She wants it more than he does. He wants – yeah. It is not true that men typically want it more than women because I know a lot of cases where women want it more. It's just that couples, again, they're not communicating. She might be holding a grudge against her husband for years because something, and then eventually her sex drive diminished, or she could be taking some kind of hormones. I mean, there's a million reasons why couples do not match sexually, right?
Yeah, but then, so it's then you go, then the women that are like, you know, don't think that, you know, sex isn't important anymore in a relationship.
Oh, I've heard that.
Yeah, then I always say, then why are you mad when I want to fuck someone else?
Exactly.
Since it's not important, let me go fuck someone else.
Right, exactly. Well, see, these are the kind of talks you could have. You say, you know what? I love you. I want to be with you. I want to watch movies with you on Saturday night and sit and eat popcorn. I'm happy with that. But I'm going to go out and bang someone else. I use protection.
I just think some women collect men like comic books. You know, they keep them in plastic and put them on the shelves where they can't be read, but they can just go, oh, look.
Like they catch like their stories, like this is who I slept with.
Yeah. It's like, oh, this is my, you know, hey, this is my, you know.
Like the notches on my bedpost or whatever?
You know, just, yeah. I what I'm just saying is like if you're going to be with a guy who's like, you know, super sexual or wants to have sex a lot, you know, you don't want to have sex a lot, that's going to be a problem.
That is a problem. And this is the other thing that
that's
people, you know what?
Be
this
a
is
problem.
This is nature's cruel joke is because.
Yeah.
The first 6 to 12 months of a relationship, you want to have sex with that person. It's new. You're oxytocin. Like, it's biology. Like, you really do. Like, you can't stop, you know, you're like having sex like rabbits. But eventually, that's going to wane. That just happens. It is our biology. We're not, you know, it's a whole mating pair bond thing. Men are meant to spread their seed. I mean, all this is true that you're not going to be as attracted to the person. You're not going to want to have sex. And everyone's so surprised when it happens.
Well, first of all, I don't think this is nature's joke. No. This is what we've done to ourselves because of religion and society's constraints. We've told ourselves that we're supposed to be in monogamous relationships.
Exactly.
That's not – no, we're going against nature.
Well, right. That's what I'm saying, though, is that it's not natural. That people – right. I believe we're going against nature as well, and then it's not natural that you don't want to have as much sex anymore. Right?
Well,
because
I always,
of that.
Same thing. I always tell women this. Listen, your man – if there's ladies listening right now, look at your man if you're listening together. Your man wants to fuck. All your friends, every woman.
And he's thinking about it too. He's thinking about it.
And he has elected not to do that. That is what makes you special.
Right.
Not that, you know, we get in a relationship and all of a sudden what our minds are supposed to be like, well, now I don't want to have sex with anyone else. It doesn't work like that.
I know, and this is what I tell people to talk about. Like,
Lauren,
talk about before you get married. But you're supposed to, before you get in a relationship, talk about this stuff that you might not want to have sex. The issues might come up. I think you got to talk about it.
But then there is a part of it that, you know, that shouldn't be the most important thing because that's what, ironically, it isn't. Like
sex?
It's not.
But if you stop having sex, it is the most important thing.
Well,
because then you're roommates.
Well, then the things that are important in a relationship, the real things that are important in a relationship, you weren't looking for those things anyway. Then you shouldn't be in a relationship because you can't have your cake and eat it too.
You can have good sex and have been a good relationship.
I'm saying, but there's the companionship. I'm talking about
the trust, but it's all
and
important.
All that. I know, but you could have that and not have sex every day.
You don't need sex every day. You just need to have sex at the same amount of times that you compromise, too. If you want it 5 times, she wants it twice a week, then you have it like 3 times a week.
I know, but it's like that's not – I just don't think that people even operate like that.
No, but they don't. But that's why they listen to my show because they try to. But, you know,
that.
I have one
all
other
right.
issue that I have to bring up real quickly. So another thing that happens a lot of times during sex is that – so I brought you a few gifts here today.
Oh, nice.
You're not going to be going home empty-handed. The thing is that
Lauren's
a lot of men
–
Lauren is – Lauren's your prize. She's coming home with you. I thought that would be really sweet. Promescent. So a lot of men – they have sex.
Can I see it?
Exactly, yes. It is a delay spray. A lot of men don't last long enough in bed. premature ejaculation. It's the only FDA-approved treatment for premature ejaculation with absorption technology. It provides superior ejaculation control with great sensation for the man and unnoticeable transfer to his partner. So a lot of men...
Okay, so you still feel like...
Yeah. No, you totally still feel like you're having sex, but you just... Let's say you last 4 minutes, now you last eight. If you last eight, you last 16. Because it's not even men who are minute men. Have you ever... You've probably in your life once or twice come before you wanted to.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Some just happened to me
recently.
And
this is Promescent, by the way. P-R-O-M-E-S-E-N-T. Or go to sexwithemily.com, click on the Promescent banner, and buy it because it's the only FDA approved treatment, and it's amazing.
And
okay,
I'm
go
taking
ahead.
It home.
Yeah, you are. But you got more coming, baby. Yeah.
No, but some. But I know that there's. I've been with some women that like they think that's hot though. Like if they think they feel sexier if a guy like is like not comes really right. fast, but like you know. They feel sexy by
They're
that.
Like, oh, he was so turned on by me.
Yes.
Right.
He was so turned on by me.
It happens every single time.
Right, of course.
No, but once or twice or whatever, we're fine. And actually, the truth is, if that does happen to you every once, women are fine. We're like, oh, wow, that's what we think. But if you're in a relationship with someone where they never can last longer than a minute or two, I mean, there's lots of things you can do. Kegel exercises, you know, they sometimes prescribe men with antidepressants, which is terrible.
Ugh.
I mean, there aren't a lot of treatments. It's like you have all the side effects.
Well, I think it is about like how you... Again, communicate and
right.
like, you know, what did you do in the bed? Like, you know, is it just about doing that and then
right.
then it stopped? No, there's got to be some like
he's got to please her or
yeah.
sex, do things, make sure she gets
yes.
off. If you can't last long
eat
enough.
Your girl's pussy,
right?
That
don't you
like,
think it's so important?
You know what? I'm
tell me.
Let me tell you something. That is like it's such an intimate action that should happen more often in relationships. And if you did that more often. Because that's the one time from I think that women are allowed to be selfish. Because I think most women, even when, during sex, they're very selfless.
Right.
You know, you put up with a lot. You know, to like what the things we're talking about right now, and that's your time to just completely.
Right.
So I tell guys, do it 20 minutes. You know, get an egg timer.
Exactly.
You know?
But some guys don't like it.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. Well. You know why? I tell you why. And that's why if you're into oral sex, then that also you should be also into hygiene.
Right.
You know,
right.
because what ends up happening is like, you know, let's be real. You're walking around all day with your pants on or whatever it is like that. Like you have to do your part,
exactly.
too.
Exactly. That is so true. And what? You agree? Anderson's doing a thumbs up.
No, I think that you have something to tell him about his balls.
Oh, I have a yes.
You have a ball cream.
I do have a ball cream. Thank you.
For that segue about
I'm
my balls.
I'm like, what? Okay, so no, I did create a product for men and for women. It's emilyandtony.com, and I actually don't. We sold out.
Oh,
but
it's
we're
all
getting
good.
It. No. I'm sending you. Lauren will send you. We'll get your address. We're going to be in stock in like another 2 weeks, but it's called Down Under Comfort, and it's actually a miracle. It's a cream to a powder formula. So like a lot of men use talcum powder on their balls or whatever,
yeah.
Stay Fresh, which is not good. It's like carcinogenic and not good for you. So this is like a cream to a powder, and it's for men and for women, and it stays like localized. It's not messy, and it smells like kind of faint scent of like citrus, and you don't sweat. Like anywhere you don't want to sweat and stay fresh and clean, so you can put it between your legs and your balls. Women can put it between their legs, lower back, breasts.
But not all sweat is bad.
I'm just saying, emilyandtony.com, use coupon code Emily and buy Down Under Comfort or one of my massage candles, which are awesome.
Wait,
what anyway,
sweat is good? What?
What sweat is good?
Okay, first
like
of all.
Like sex sweat.
Yeah, like.
Like so, 9.5 weeks style?
No,
that's terrible.
I'm not
too.
Talking about
that's
after. I'm not talking about after like a day of you know working on a farm.
Right.
But like, there's some sex. You know, the female scent is very. You
right.
know. But what I'm saying is like, you know,
like she should wash her. If it, you're saying is going back to oral sex, if you guys are walking around all day having all day, she should go in the bathroom if she knows you're gonna have sex and like wipe down. Every woman should do that.
Clean up. Everybody just clean up, and then you know, because to me, I think this is about being honest.
Right.
And
totally.
That is the issue. Like, yes, you don't want to like, – I think if someone's saying, I don't like that, it's because they've had an experience where it was awful, and I totally get that because I've had that experience.
Yes.
Like, I love eating pussy.
Right,
like, it's
good.
Like, you know, that's like a great – but, like, I also know where I'm like – and then that's an awkward moment.
Right.
Where you want to be like – you get up, you go – ugh,
right.
Your pussy is awful
and the
right
egg
now.
Egg timer's only at 19 minutes, 30 seconds. What the hell are you going to do?
Yeah, what are you going to do? So it's like, that's where I'm saying it's like, do your part. you know, and then, it would be like, because then there's those times when it's just like,
I know. No, it's true. And I think this is a great message, because I think when I was younger, I don't think that I knew this as much or thought about it as much, but it's true. Like, if I know that I can be with someone, like, I go to the bathroom, I like
do
wipe
your
up,
thing.
Do your thing. Men should do it too.
Or I remember my ex-girlfriend, she would go, like, I was about to go, and she would go, no, don't do that.
Right. Or if she's not ready, right, yeah, like not ready yet.
Not ready, so no, don't do that. Then you just do something else.
Exactly.
You know?
So men and women pay attention to that. And I think it's true that a lot of people don't like certain sexual acts, like anal sex or because they had bad experiences too, the first time. Like men just kind of shove it in with that lube or whatever.
Right.
So there's people who have like trauma around certain sexual things, but I think that's a good one. Like hygiene, like you get it.
But that's what I'm saying. Okay. I remember I was on a road, just like a road experience, you know, and I'm
a Tinder date.
Yeah. Well, it was like after the show, you know, I like to say, I can't leave this city till I eat your pussy. I like to say that.
Do you say that?
Yeah.
That's hot. To give them every time, right?
Yeah. You know, I'm not saying every time, but you know. But so this girl, I'm, you know, whatever, and then like I'm trying to flip her over because I want to, you know, I'm gonna go dog. She didn't like that. She was like, I don't like that. This is weird to me. And you go, everybody has a different And what I'm saying is, you have to be open to that particular experience, you know, because I think what happens when you get into a long relationship is it becomes boring because you start doing the same thing every single time.
Exactly.
And even if you know how to get that person off, that isn't always fun.
No, you want to try new things.
Yeah. So I'm doing this for you every single time. How's that fun? Like, is that then it has to be like, okay, you don't like that. Ooh, well, what do you like?
Right.
Or let's try this. And that's hard to do. It's hard to be inhibited and
Were you not into her after that?
No. I was fine.
Right.
You know,
but there are some people like, why doesn't? But they're younger. Maybe she was younger.
She was definitely young.
Right. There's a lot of people. So do you mostly sleep with like 20 something? How old are you? Do you mind?
I'm 42.
42. So women that you're dating are mostly in their 20s now?
No, I don't. I haven't really dated.
Not dating. Okay, sleeping with.
No, it depends.
The woman you're trying to do doggy style with and turn over.
She was like 22.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
22. Good for you. Okay, so I feel like that there is a certain stigma women think, it's degrading or I'm not comfortable.
Right.
She's not had a lot of experience. Right.
That's exactly.
10 years from now, she'll be flipping over before you even
that's what I'm saying. Like, and I don't discriminate, you know. I don't, it's like there's nothing, like I'm just like, you know, a kid in a candy store, because you know, like, you know, before that, like I always say, like before 2010 when Workaholics went on the air, like, a girl like that would have pepper sprayed me if I would have tried to, you know what I mean?
That's amazing. You know? So
I'm saying, like, now I know that the things I say now I could have said before. There is something about confidence. And
so do
something
you think that now now that your show has been such a success and that you are having this, that you have learned certain things that like, I could have done it.
Yes. I'm learning about myself.
Give us some tips here.
Well, I'm saying I'm learning about myself that, like, one, this thing about being honest, you know, that's the thing. Because I'll give you an example why I say that is, like, because, like, I talk, like, there's a lot of young fans of the show. So, like, if a girl's, like, 21 and she tells me, like, well, you're so much older than me, I say things like, we're not getting married.
Right.
This is like, why don't we experience this right now? Let's just have some fun right now. See where that goes. You know, we can end up just being friends, but let's not deny ourselves this experience right now.
Oh, good.
Because I'm not trying to come off like, hey, I'm going to be in a relationship with you, or if that's your intention. Because I'm totally okay with some girl that's like, I don't do one night stands.
Right.
I'm like, good for you. I'm leaving.
On to the next. Right. On
but
to the next.
Good for you.
Right.
I'm totally, because I my message to like young girls is like, stop having sex with guys unless two things are in place. One, you are totally okay with casual sex.
Right.
Or two, like, you know that something is going to come from this. You know
right,
what I mean?
Exactly. Some women are not. That's the thing.
You know,
a lot of
what
women
I'm
have casual sex and they're not comfortable. They feel it's the next day.
Or I really mean
like
that's like, you know, or you know this guy's wrapped around your finger. Like, you know, and here's the thing, like, this is how I figured this out, too. There was a girl, she said, I'm not a groupie, you know, she's talking to me, Amber. And she's like, I said, why don't you come over? You know, I met her at a show in L.A., and she's like, well, no, I don't do that. But then I'm talking to her on the phone, though, till late. And I'm like, okay, cool. But then we keep talking, and she still won't do it. Now, here's the thing. I still want to do it.
Right.
But now I go, you know what? I actually like this girl.
Right.
Like, I'm like, you know what? You're actually cool. I like your personality. I still want to fuck you.
Right, exactly.
But now I don't want to fuck you because of, you know, whatever CD. Now I want to do it because, you know, you've made me know who you are.
Did she ever come over?
You know, still working on it.
Same one? You're going to go home on the phone with her? Yeah, she's just come over tonight. After a while, you got to cut it. You got to like,
I
get it, though. What you're saying is you got to know her. And
yeah, but now I'm like, if I don't do it, now I feel like, you know what? I kind of made a friend. I mean, you know, it doesn't always have to be like that.
That's
true. But what I'm saying is like, what I've learned now is that, you know, just be honest about what your intentions
exactly.
are.
Exactly.
You know, and you also, I realize, like, if you call bullshit, I don't, you know how many women love when a guy tells them something like, shut up, you're full of shit. Like
give me an example for after they say what?
Because they might say something about, like, no matter what it is. Like, if they're just like, well, I'm trying to, like, you know, like this is what happened with this okay. one girl. She said, she was talking about, well, I'm trying to go to school to be this, but I'm not sure what I want to do. And I, you know, and I was like, you're full of shit. You know, you just scared. Like, what right. I'm saying is just like, whatever I felt the truth was that she was hiding behind, I just was like, no, I'm not going to put up with that. You're right. not going to cute your way.
That's sort of an inspirational message. It wasn't like you're full of shit because whatever, but it's like, no, you were kind of helping or being a mentor in a way.
But that's – okay, I guess you look at it that way. I guess I should see that.
Right.
No, I don't mean like – I'm talking about if you – just.
Calling them on it, being honest.
Be honest, be real.
Most people aren't. They're not used to people. Right.
And because especially attractive young girls, they get told so many things and they know. It's like a waitress in LA. If they're all hot, you know?
Right.
And everybody's hitting on them every single day. So it's like, of course, oh, another guy wants to fuck me. Right. You know what I mean? So it's like, no. But if she's, you know, like, hey, if you have an honest conversation with her, then, you know, you never know.
She's gonna appreciate that because it's gonna make you stand out from the rest. Because
right.
all other guys are like, "Hey, you're hot. You're the most beautiful woman in the room."
You're the most beautiful woman I've ever seen.
Right,
you know?
Exactly. Or how about the Tinder messages or anything with online dating? You're like, "Hey, nice pics." I'm like, delete. Like, if you match with someone,
Here's the thing. That's what that is.
I know, but I know that you thought I had nice pics. That's why we matched. But what else are you gonna say to me?
Well, it's what. Oh, oh my God. So he has to, like, win you over in that sentence?
He's got two words. He's got five. He could say five things to me, but not like, I liked your pictures. That's the, you might as well walk me
barn. You're very tough on men.
No, I actually don't have time to. I mean, you think this is live, but it's really not. I forget to answer them. But sometimes if they're like nice pics, I'm like, you could have said something else besides that.
See, this is what I'm saying. You've been an attractive woman for so long that you don't even know how to accept compliments for what they are. Like, that's so awful. That's what happens in this town.
No, it's any town. It's just like, I just feel like I like to be.
So what should he say?
Someone else, another guy just said something like, how many, okay, he read my, okay, so my 500 words says, in 500 words, I couldn't even begin to explain what I'm about. That's what I wrote, because I was lazy. And he said to me, all he said was, how many words is it going to take?
Oh, and you fell for that hook, line, and sinker.
Rather than the guy who's like, nice pics.
That guy said the same thing.
Yeah, but this one guy, I was like, I got 35 matches. Here's what I'm going to tell you.
Here's what I love about chicks. This is how they want it to be. Right? This is what I want to be. They want to be in a bookstore, you know, and a guy bumps into them, and the same book drops out of each other's hand. And like, oh my God, you're reading that too? And he's got a chai latte just like you, and you start talking about stuff.
No, I don't want anyone to be like me. I want you. I'm attracted by intelligence and brains and like.
I know, but what I'm saying is, what you don't know about this situation is the guy was following you in the store. He saw you pick up that book. He picked up the same book.
Right.
He followed you from the coffee shop and saw that you ordered a chai latte, and he ordered that, and now he manufactured this little moment.
Guys do that?
Yeah.
Do you do that?
Yeah, this guy manufactured that moment. He read your thing and was like, oh, I know it's going to get her.
But I liked it. At least
I know it's going to get
it
her.
It worked, though. It worked.
Yeah, but you
nice
should give the guy that's like, you know what,
should
nice
I go back
picks.
To the nice picks? I'm just saying I had to pick and choose, and I'm like, that was funny. That was more interesting to me. What are you going to do?
Okay, so that's how you got to get her. Be interesting.
Be interesting. Is that so? Be like, show that you wrote, you probably like every girl you match with, you wrote like
did
nice
you read
picks.
My profile? That's your thing. You're like, take an extra effort.
I honestly don't take it that seriously. But seriously, okay, so
you do take it that seriously, or you would have went out with the nice picks guy.
With anyone except for one down the studio because I had time because it's my excuse not to date. No, but I date. I have sex. Let's just say that.
I'm sure.
Yeah, of course. If I didn't have sex.
Are you bossy in bed?
No, I'm not. Here's the thing.
Because you're an aggressive woman, so you need a little bit of
I'm submissive.
Come here,
I'm more submissive. Yeah. I mean, I like will show up with a bag of sex toys and fun products that I get sent to me because I get like I have a garage filled with sex toys.
Of course.
And so if I'm dating someone, they're comfortable, whatever, like, I can do that. But I'm not, like, I'm not bossy. I'm not like, to the left, to the right, move away. I'm really not. People, I think that
people probably perceive this as a perception of
totally
that.
Totally. Like, I have, like, a sex swing in my room, that, which I don't. I'm not like
you have
that.
You start with a PowerPoint presentation.
Exactly.
Here's my vagina.
Here's my clitoris. And it's actually the left quadrant is the most sensitive. So when you perform oral sex with me for 22 minutes, I don't do that. But I am fun, I think, because I'm open, but I'm not bossy at all. in the bedroom. But how would you feel if a woman's body? Do you like that?
It depends on the situation.
Right.
It really depends on how we met. What's the thing here? Like this last girl, I was just with a really lovely girl. Okay. She's only 27, but has a doctorate. She's gonna be mad. I'm talking about her.
I
won't say her name, but she's a doctor. You know, like she was very like you know, she had to prove herself all the time. And I'm a comic, so I'm just like, you're not going to outwit me right now, you know? And I think she really liked that. And I loved the back and forth we had.
Right, that's hot.
It was very sexy to me. And then also, but then she was like a freak in the bed. And I was like, oh, this is great. This is like, she's the bomb.
A freak out. Give me an example.
Well, she just.
One thing.
Well, okay. Well, I don't want to.
That's okay. You won't say her name. Well, she just 2 years ago or something.
I'm just saying she, like, just the way. Well, I probably I shouldn't even admit this, but maybe there wasn't a condom.
There wasn't? Yeah, okay.
One of those I'm on the pill. You
right.
know.
But you still should use a condom.
I know.
STDs. Okay, go ahead.
Everyone
should use a condom.
Everyone should use a condom unless you both are consenting adults and you've checked it. You have your papers in front of you. And
okay, but however, this one time you didn't.
And just the way she. What I'm saying is for somebody to be like so smart outside and then to be such a like, you know, fuck my pussy.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Just so the way she was so. It was just. And it was hot.
She was talking dirty. And
she was talking dirty and just the way she was like so like into it, she made me feel strong and powerful and like, you know what I mean? It was like, you know, and I really enjoyed that.
Right.
And then another thing too, what happened is that, you know, I also, you know, was able to go like, you know, 3 times in a row.
Wow. Because she really turned you on?
Yeah, she really, and that's the thing that turned me on.
What? Okay.
Right. But if I would have had permission, you can find that on Emily and...
sexdummy.com. So, anyway, go ahead. Yeah.
But, you know, so I found that made me more like aroused, just the way we just laying in bed with her and like kind of chit chatting and like, you know, and then it was like, see, she would do something. And the next thing you know, I was like, I'm ready to go again.
Right.
You
she
know?
Would take control of it.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah.
She
yeah.
Was
yeah.
Open with her. So she was comfortable with her body.
Very comfortable. And I really
that's
liked
thing.
That. She
Women.
Was very comfortable with her body. She was very like, you know, and I was like, I found because the reason why I'm saying this is because there was another time where the girl was like 23, super hot college girl, and I found myself like I was in the bed with her like, oh, I don't
right.
like
they don't know
this.
A lot of women right. I was like, I'm timid.
It was something about it that I was like I didn't connect, and I was like, why? What's wrong with you? Look how hot she is. And then I realized that's not all that there is.
No, exactly. A lot of women. I always say you have to spend time. We're going to get some emails here because there are some about this. Like you have to get time knowing your body, masturbating. No, this is great though. But masturbation, women, I think women at that age typically do not spend the time getting to know their own bodies. And they expect that men are supposed to come in and figure it out for them.
Yeah. And how the fuck are we supposed to know?
Exactly. That goes back to the first thing we talked about is that you have to talk to your partner what you want in the bedroom. Otherwise, you're not going to be having the sex that you want, the best sex of your life.
And another thing too, like if a guy's eating your pussy, tell him.
Right. So, left, right, what you like.
Yes.
Harder, faster, slower.
Slower, faster. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Cause then, too many times I've said slower and, like, all was good, you know? Like, that one thing. I'm like, that's all you need is slower.
Just,
like,
I'm telling you how.
We were all good, you know?
Oh, my God. It just makes the whole. And for the guy, it makes it so much more. Like, when you know.
Right, your body.
You're pleasing. No, I'm saying as a dude, when you know you're legitimately pleasing a woman, there's nothing better than that.
Exactly. Legitimately, as opposed to them faking it.
Yeah, yeah. When you know, when it's like when you feel that, like, first of all, when a woman gets a guy that makes them orgasm and all this stuff, that's why they fall in love. That's what's so stupid. You know, like every chick out there that's fallen in love with some dude they don't know because you came, that's why you're going to be hurt.
Right, because it's so hard sometimes for women to have orgasms. Like, oh my God,
this must be the one.
This is the penis on the planet.
You made me come, so we're in love now.
Exactly. No, it's so true. Women get attached like that because men's
attached.
A lot harder for men. I mean, a lot harder for women.
Yes.
Men are just like, ah.
And that's why they think because we finish that it's so, it must be great for you. No, it's not.
Right.
Let me tell you something. Just because a guy finishes, it doesn't mean he enjoyed himself.
Some guys. And maybe this is younger or whatever, douchey guys. They're like, at least I got off. I don't really care. There are guys who don't really prioritize female pleasure.
No, of course. But this is something that's different from what I'm saying right now.
Okay.
What I'm saying is just because he had an orgasm doesn't mean he enjoyed it.
Right.
Our bodies
right. Oh,
are
right,
just...
right, right. He might not enjoy the sex.
No, no, our bodies are just designed to finish. Right. We're going to finish.
You're so lucky.
If we were, you're right.
I but be what a I'm man. Saying is. I want a penis. Just for a day. Just for a day. Give me a penis. Universe. Well, okay, I would use this. This is your second present. This is a fleshlight.
Oh, yes.
Do you know what a fleshlight is?
Of course. I have a fleshlight.
You already have one?
Yeah, because I went to.
Excuse around why you got it?
No, no. I went to a. I was at like a dirty comedy show, and the porn girl that was there was right. signing fleshlights.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So this is a masturbation, so you know. Have you used
oh,
it?
Yeah, yeah, of
do you
course.
Like it?
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
So, but this they is, now have a new, oh, yeah. this is the one thing that they do have now that just came out, which I don't have for you. They came out with a fleshlight phone strap. And
a
it's,
phone
so
strap?
So check this out. So men, do you watch porn?
Sometimes.
Okay, so I some can't... men watch porn on their phones, let's uh-huh. just say. So they have this strap now that goes around
oh,
your leg. It holds
nice.
Your phone so you can hold your fleshlight and do whatever else with your other hand.
Nice.
And that's the latest
that makes
thing.
Sense.
Go to sexwithemily.com and click on the fleshlight banner and get your fleshlight because I gave it to a friend and he said.
Is this
would,
made off yours, though? Is this a mold
of
your
vagina?
That's not
my vagina.
Oh,
that's another
see,
vagina.
See, now I don't want it.
I know, I'm sorry. I don't have my fleshlight vagina yet. I don't know. That's just a generic vagina. But this guy
generic?
Gave it to us, said he would like leave his wife because it felt so good, whatever. So men like it. Right, that was sad, though. He said if he could cook, he would do the cook. Which I thought was funny. But just there's not a lot of products out there for men, so I thought I would just give you some things to
take. Oh,
but then the
great.
Phone
so
strap
I got my,
is their biggest thing. The phone strap is the coolest thing. You've got
my
your
promescent.
Delete. You might not. Yeah, your promescent and your fleshlight.
And my fleshlight.
I know. There you go. So, wait. Back to sex. There was something that we were talking about that was very, very important to me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oral sex. No, no. It really wasn't. Oh, masturbation, porn.
What
do you
else?
Masturbate a lot?
No. Not a lot.
Not a lot?
You know.
Did you used to like go through phases when you did? And you
yeah,
didn't?
Yeah, yeah. I used to. I had a porn phase where I was like, that's why I don't watch anymore, you know, because I was like, I just got to a point where I felt like, you know, you start to lose respect for women, I think, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
Something
a lot
really
of men,
happens.
Or they think they have to have this kind of woman or this kind of thing,
yeah.
and then they can't, like, they have problems in the bedroom after that.
Yeah, I do like something that's freeing about, I've chatted with a few cam girls.
Right.
You know, and there's something the way women that are, like, so open about sex, the way they are, the things they talk about, I think that they it sounds as if they could be happier in a relationship, but then all that baggage of why they did that is like, you know, ruining whatever, you know, whatever
exactly.
chance
why they
have.
Did, why they did the webcam in the first
yeah,
place.
Yeah, why they got into porn in the first place. But
exactly.
there's something like, I've met a lot of cool porn chicks. You
right.
know, like
me too.
You find out they're married and they have like this great relationship and you're like, oh, okay, you know how to act and
right.
you know how to like be free and talk. And I think that's great. You know, I think everyone should have that kind of open and honesty. I think they'll have a better sex life.
That's what we're talking about. Everyone has to be open to us, and so many people don't talk about it. Well, let's get into some emails from the people here.
Let's listen to some
emails. We love
hearing
from them. So thanks, everyone, for emailing me at feedback@sexwithemily.com. Okay, so here we go. Dear Emily, I've been single for the better part of 10 years. Before that time when I had long-term relationships, coming during sex was never an issue. Lately, it's been extremely hard for me to orgasm during sex. I know what I like, and I know how my body reacts, and have no issues getting myself off. One of my friends suggested that I've desensitized my clitoris. Is that possible? If so, is a way to work on it. Any advice? I've gotten close a few times with the guy I'm dating, but I can't seem to make it happen. Thanks so much. New fan to your podcast. I love them. Signed, Aaron.
Aaron.
So women who can't come. So here's the thing.
Which is a common problem.
So common, right?
Yeah, it's a very common problem. And, you know, it's unfortunate.
It is. The first issue is that women think that they have to come during intercourse, which only 30% of women come during actual
Right.
Penis, vagina, mm-hmm. sex. So the first thing, Aaron, if you're taking any medications, a lot of times women are on birth control or antidepressants and they can't have orgasms. They don't realize that, but it diminishes your ability, which is so shitty because you're like, I'm so depressed. Life is horrible. And then you take this pill and you feel better, but you can't have an orgasm. So
right.
Well, choose, right? But that could be one thing. If you're not on any meds at all, it could also be that, because if you are, it could impact your sex drive and all that. But I'm also, when you say desensitized, that makes me think that maybe you've been using a vibrator a lot during sex, which a lot of women do. And so if that is the case, it's not true that vibrators will desensitize you. That is not true. But what is true is that you can get in routine, just like we're saying couples get in routine.
See, I was just about to say that this sounded more like not a medical situation.
Right.
This sounded more like a mental.
Yeah,
she's
used
like,
to it the same way.
Just the way she even wrote her email. I like it this way. I know that. So that means you
exactly.
are closed to really experiencing something new.
Right.
You know,
maybe, and she hasn't been in a relationship for 10 years, so she's been orgasming the same way.
Yeah.
So what you got to do is, Aaron, you got to mix it up. So let's say you, and I'm not going to assume you use a vibrator, but let's say you do use a Hitachi magic wand, for example. Have you ever seen those? They plug into the wall.
Oh God.
Right?
Sounds scary.
It is scary, but they're amazing. It's the Mack truck of all vibrators. You plug in the wall. It is like it's like a power tool. But let's say you're using that. You might want to mix up and use like a different kind of vibrator, like an internal vibrator or one that's not as powerful. Or if you always use your fingers, you might want to try using, you know, more lube and use your other hand. Like it's little things like that.
And I'd like to know. And I'd like to know, does she like does he know? Like, I want to know, does the guy know?
That's not a thing.
Has she been holding this back? Has this information?
Communicate
that with
him.
Does
he know that you're trying to orgasm and you're not? Because, listen, maybe 10 years ago in your last relationship, he did know your body. Maybe this guy.
Or you got lucky.
A lot of women think that his penis was perfect, whatever. It doesn't happen. It might happen to you once. But he might not even know that you're, because women feel like they're failing if they're not orgasming. Mm-hmm. And so you're not telling him. Maybe you need a little warm up. Maybe he's just coming over and sticking it inside you and you're not even warmed up yet.
Or
maybe you're not getting enough foreplay.
Or if he did know, he might be like, what? And then he might be like, well, he might turn into someone that's more attentive and
exactly.
be like, oh, I'm going to get you off.
Right, exactly.
Girl.
That's what guys get excited about So, but
some
again,
of them do.
Some do, right. The guys that we don't want to talk about, those guys who don't, but they do exist. Guys like, whatevs, don't care. I got off. I'm out. But there are guys who are like, they want to know. So I would say, tell them that you're struggling and whatever, that what you need, what worked in the past. And also when you're masturbating by yourself, I would say, just try to not use a vibrator for a while if you are. Use your hands and also communicate to them.
And you know what's rare too is that a position you like that gets you going and a position that I like that gets me going, it might not be the same position.
Exactly.
But if it is, that must be magically beautiful situation.
Right,
you know?
When you both, because there is a certain composition that everyone has that's like.
So you just have to know that, okay, now it's your turn. Because, you know, you ever have that where it's like, it's my turn? And this has happened to me. The girl's like, okay, now me. And then she jumps on top and then starts doing some things where I'm like, okay, I don't like this at all. But I'm like, I get it. You know, this is your thing. Go ahead.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. So, right. Exactly. So you take turns and you make sure that you both do your thing.
Communicate. Emily?
Communication is a lubrication. That's what
Ooh.
I was telling you. I know. That's a good one.
Ooh.
I know. That was one of my bigger moments in life when I came up with that.
It was a
while
gem.
Ago. I know. I need a new one, though.
Communication is lubrication.
I just feel like I need more. Okay. I'm looking for another email that might be interested. Okay. Here. So
we'll make it interesting. Just read one.
Okay. Dear Emily, just want to say I'm a big fan of the show. I listen to you all the time and love the advice you give. So here's the thing. I'm 27. I own my own home. I drive a good car, a Nissan Altima, and I work an honest job with benefits. But the job just so happens to be a janitor at a local middle school. When I talk to women, the conversation starts off well. Then when the question of what I do for a living comes up, I tell them. Then the conversation starts to go south, and they begin to lose interest. I'm wondering if part of the problem is that I live in Las Vegas, which seems to be the land of the superficial and how much status you have. Even though I'm not talking to the perfect 10 models that litter this place, the women I'm talking to are 6s, 7s, and 8s, and sometimes 9s. So what I'm wondering is if I should lower my standards even more or keep trying or keep hoping I luck out. Sincerely, right. Low Roller.
Let me take this one.
You go, baby. Eric Griffin.
First of
know,
all,
yeah.
This is Eric Griffin.
Eric Griffin.
Montez
Eric
from
Griffin.
Workaholics.
Yeah, Montez from Workaholics. Eric Griffin is his website, Eric with a K. Workaholics, they know you from. Uh-huh. We're going to talk about this at the end, but go ahead.
Here's the situation. He himself doesn't have respect for himself.
Exactly.
So he's he needs to own that janitorial job. You need to own it, you know, and he's not owning it. He's the one making the judgment, not the women. It's like that one Seinfeld episode where, you know, the girl's saying, well, he keeps saying, you're too good for me. You're too good for me. You're too good for me. And eventually I go, you know what? You're right. I am too good
exactly.
for you. So you can't, you know, he can't be like that.
It's a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yeah. You know, you always hear about some chick with some loser. Like, you think he's a loser because everybody else's idea. Like, there's guys out there that don't even have a fucking job.
Right.
Having sex with hotties because of just attitude and swagger.
Exactly.
Get your janitorial swagger on, and you will be getting whatever you want.
Exactly.
This is what I also learned about. That's what I learned later.
Exactly.
Easy for me to say now because I'm on a television show.
Yeah, it is easy for you to say.
Yeah, easy to say. But yeah, but look, dude, I'm not fucking Brad Pitt.
I would say that he has to drop the janitorial thing, though. He needs to rename. He should say,
how
like.
How about he says, I work with kids?
No, because then if she finds out janitorial, she's going to think, like,
what
works
do you
with kids.
I was
you know
thinking,
what I mean?
What do you think he should
like,
say?
I work with
the
like a property
system.
Manager or, you know, a building supervisor.
Yeah, a building supervisor at the middle school. I work in the school district.
The word janitorial is just out
today. That is
today.
True. It's kind of like garbage man. You're right. I agree.
Because we all grew up watching The Simpsons. We see like Free Willy or whatever his name is.
I know,
is,
but
you know what I mean?
He can't. But he, what I'm saying is he's got to get past his own feelings
exactly.
about what he does.
That's right. I agree that he might not have to.
He's got
yet.
An ultima. I mean, he should feel good about himself. And he lives in Vegas and he's got a house. But
right.
Boom.
He
should not say
janitor.
He shouldn't
leave with a janitor. That's,
get rid of janitor.
You know what? I hate to say it, but it's kind of true. He probably shouldn't leave with a janitor, but he's got to work on his confidence.
He's got
to
work on it, yeah.
He believes that he is not good enough for these
right,
women.
Right,
and he
right.
says, should I lower
and
my standards?
And the odds are not, listen, the odds are not in the chick's favor. The odds are in your favor, dude. You
right.
got a job. You're doing all right. Like,
yeah.
there's look
you
around
take
Vegas.
To dinner. Yeah,
look
exactly.
around Vegas. There's thousands of hot chicks. And if they all think they're hot, none of them are hot.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. And so he's got to work on this. He's like, and I feel sad. I want to give him a hug, Low Roller, here, because he says, should I lower my standards? Like, it's how
no.
low he is right now. Dude, you are awesome. You've got a job. You've got a house. You're in Vegas. You're talking to these perfect, these six, seven, eights, nine, tens, whatever. Go for what you want. You don't, maybe don't lead with the janitor thing if
yeah.
that makes you feel bad, but just be yourself.
Like, I'd love
work
to I'd love to have a hidden camera and watch him how he's
I'd
doing
love,
it.
Me
then
too.
We'd be like, oh, that's where you made your mistake, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I know. I wish we could do that sometimes. Just be like, this
is the next thing you
got to
do. You gotta do. You gotta be that. That should be your next project.
I can give him an earpiece and be like, "Don't go to the janitor move." No, but I hate to say, don't say what you do. But it's more like is working on his belief first, and then eventually maybe it comes up what you do.
Yeah, but you know what? Can I tell you something? Like, you know, even if somebody's like super rich, maybe that person would write in and be like, you know, every time women find out I'm rich, then it becomes all about that.
Right. It's
so
true.
I don't do it. So there's always, there's like both sides of the coin. You want someone to love you for you or whatever you're trying to do. Just, you know, have some swag.
I know a lot of guys who have a lot of money in LA and they're always trying to hide it because they think every woman here is a gold digger and they're like, I don't want to talk about
it. That's mostly true.
God, you know, it's so funny because in San Francisco, not that I'm naive, but like I don't feel like it was like that in San Francisco, but here it's like everyone's a gold digger. I'm like, really?
I
wish I was a gold digger when I was younger. I should be like married and divorced and rich right now.
I just say no. Like, you know, look, you don't want to have sex with me and I don't want to give you money. So what are we
right.
doing?
Exactly.
So let's, you know.
But guys set themselves up for this as well. Like guys are like, you don't know she was, you know, and then afterwards you think she's after her money, right?
Exactly. Well, I had a buddy of mine who he was going to take it. He told me, I'm taking this girl to Paris. And I said, oh, that's going to be fun. You're going to be getting that. And he goes, well, I'm not sure. And I was like, are you kidding me? Like, first of all, every woman, if a guy says, do you want to go to Paris? The first thought is, do I want to fuck this guy?
Right.
That has
right.
to be your first thought. Like,
oh, yeah. Like, don't
would I
fuck
this guy?
Right.
Am I going to have a – okay. I told him, you should be like, find out. Be like, hey, this is going to be – like, oh, I can't wait to see you in some lingerie. And if
right.
she goes, it's not going to be like that, I would be like, you're not going to Paris.
Exactly.
See
right, exactly. The Eiffel Tower, think about it, I'll send you a postcard. Right, exactly. You
got
to clarify that stuff. It's true. I've had guys ask me on trips and then they – yeah. And I'm like, oh, God, I really would love to go on your yacht, but there's no way your dick's going in my mouth. So then
but it would go in your
really
mouth
like,
before your vagina, right?
Right.
Isn't that true? Women are like, rather suck a guy off than have sex with him?
Yeah, I think that some women... Well, you tell me.
Oh, God.
Do you feel that women will give you oral sex?
But see, I'm not a huge fan of that because most of the
you
time...
You don't like blowjobs?
I do, but it's like most
You're
of the time
one,
they're not
that good.
Yeah, they're not that good.
Oh, my God. Why? Why? What's the bad
job? They don't know what they're doing. You know, it's
because
like...
you're dating too young of girls. You've got to date a little older with more experience.
Okay. You know what? I'm going to find like a nice 35-year-old, you know.
I'm serious. Because then they know. At 22, like, I didn't know. You learn.
You didn't know?
I don't think I knew. And I think that they're watching porn or whatever, but like
they think
know,
it's like that and that stuff's
practice
awful.
Practice makes perfect.
Go to a website called E-Fucked, people. That will ruin porn for you forever.
Oh my God, or don't. What is it?
It's a porn bloopers website. It's the greatest thing ever.
That's hilarious. See, most of porn isn't real, so people, that's how they're learning. But you're right,
yeah.
So you get bad blowjobs. Let's give a tip. Like, what's the worst blowjob you ever got and why? What'd
well,
she do?
Well, it was like, it was just like so much movement, you know, like. Like,
she kept switching it up? Or?
Yeah. It was like, you know, like kind of gummy. You know what I mean?
Oh, gummy and then hands and then moving and licking.
Yeah. It's like, you know, slow down. This is like a bratwurst that you're supposed to caress. Like,
I know.
Not,
see, they don't know.
The thing is like, you know, too much head movement. You're like, whoo, that's ew.
Right.
You know?
Oh, my God. So you're turning. So now you just say, see, I think women can,
well,
you got to date different women.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I still believe, though, that your best sexual organ will always be your mind.
I agree. Brain is our largest sex organ.
You know, I think that's the thing. So, like, it has to be, you know, you have to create a situation, You know, even if it's not even, even if it's just manufactured, even if it's just for like that one night, I say then make it the best.
Right.
So be open, be vulnerable, let yourself go.
Right. Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Sex, it's amazing. It's
in the same way that you tell a stranger things you wouldn't, you know, you ever meet a stranger and tell them some honest shit that you don't want to tell anybody else. You should be that way sexually with a stranger too. Like just, you know, and you'll be surprised that, oh my God.
The problem is, you're saying this for your groupies, but the problem is that women is that women they do get attacked and then they're afraid that they're going to be judged, they're going to be looked as a slut.
I know, but I agree completely.
That's why the women need the commit or to need to know more. Right, that's why they don't.
Yeah,
but they should.
No, because but here's the thing. I think is the lie. The lie is that feeling of like not wanting to be judged and all that stuff is still being overpowered by this feeling that you still want to get fucked.
Right.
Right. And I think that what I think what the mistake women make is they go, I want to fuck this guy, so I don't want to be thought of as a whore.
Right,
so I
got to
get
right.
So I got to get into a relationship with him. Just
be,
but all
then
I really
I can
want
be a whore.
Is yeah. What? Why?
So wrong.
Just
exactly.
Go be a whore.
Well, if you're if you have anyone to stand, you're just sleeping with someone. I think that you know you got to go for it. So I mean, yeah, you're right. I mean, I don't think it's ever too soon to talk about exactly what you need in bed and do what you want to do in bed. If you can handle the aftermath, if you know that it's a one-night stand and you're fine, whatever, you can handle the emotional stuff that comes up, then have. Because that's how you have better sex. It's practice. It's communication.
Yeah.
Right?
We're in agreement.
Okay, you're awesome, Eric. Thank you so much. Eric Griffin. So let's find out, tell everyone where they can find you, ericgriffin.com.
Yes, I'm on ericgriffin.com with a K. Excuse me. You can tweet at me, at Eric Griffin, E-R-I-K-G-R-I-F-I-N. I'm on Instagram, Snapchat, Tinder. You can find me on Tinder.
Yes, you can find you on Tinder.
My age range is 18 to 40
right.
on my Tinder.
Is it all good for you?
Yeah.
That's healthy.
Well, just go.
Just go bang. Just go get a blowjob from like a 38-year-old.
I will. But here's the thing, too, though.
And then will you let me know how it goes?
One thing about
because I think you are saying you don't like blowjobs, and I think you really could learn to love them.
Oh, I didn't say I don't hate them, but... But I would say this, you know, about your Tinder profile. Be you online, please. Like, if you're fat, be fat online.
Right.
I don't want to see neck up pictures.
Neck up says fat.
Yeah. It says I don't believe in myself.
Right.
It says, you know. So, and you think that people are going to just let that go when they meet you in person?
Right. Oh, God. Okay. Well, good luck
on
Tinder.
And wash your vagina and balls.
Yes. Always wash them. Always clean, no matter what. Like,
and
if
use
you,
your product. What's it called again?
Emily and Tony. It's called Down Under Comfort. If you use coupon code Emily, you get 20% off. Thank you for plugging my little product there. Because also, you know, the show, I need you guys to support my stuff, my sponsors like Promescent and Fleshlight and stuff like that, because that's what helps me do shows for you every week. Thank you so much for being on. Also, check out the survey on my site, and it takes you 3 seconds, and then I'll be able to make even better, more interesting shows for you. Eric Griffin, you rock. Also, you can find your own Workaholics, right? Comedy Central.
Yeah.
You can find on this website.
Yeah, well, yeah, Workaholics.
You already did
too.
That?
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, everyone, for listening to Sex with Emily. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Have you guys heard my news? I have a new sex gig. I'm not a porn star. It's better. I just launched my new premium skincare brand called Emily and Tony. These products are tried and true to help spice up your sex life, which is what I'm all about. I'm talking about massage oil candles that are one part candle, one part body oil, and check out these flavors. They come in delicious scents like creme de vanilla, cocoa, and fougere. And they're hydrating, and they leave your skin feeling super luxurious. We even have a product for the guys called Down Under Comfort that helps keep their balls smelling fresh and clean and dry all day, which is exactly what you want, right? So guys, if you take care of your balls, your partner will take care of you. So help us keep this podcast free. Use code EMILY to get 20% off your first purchase at emilyandtony.com. Trust me, you'll love them, and you're welcome.
Perhaps play a little game called Just the Tip, just for a second, just to see how it feels.
Hey, this is Jordan Harbinger, host of the Art of Charm podcast, the number one dating and relationship advice podcast in iTunes.
I'm Emily Morse, host of the Sex with Emily podcast, the number one sex and relationship podcast on iTunes and at sexwithemily.com. And this is Just the Tip.
All right, so you mentioned earlier, like, oh, the brain's the biggest erogenous zone, and it's totally like a cliche thing that everybody's heard. But what are some erogenous zones that guys might not ever think about?
Glad you asked that, because really most men only think of, like, you know, the breasts and down and under. They
right.
never think about
those
anything
are
else.
My favorite erogenous zones.
Exactly, yeah. And we all know those are your favorite erogenous zones. So I'm here to tell you that a lot of women have erogenous zones that you had no idea existed.
Detail.
And you should make it your life's work to find out what her other erogenous zones are. For example, the earlobes, very sensitive in some women. Just you touch them, kiss them, gently bite the earlobes, sends shivers down her spine. Every woman I know. But
poke
guys do it like
on
the first
date. Put jewelry in there.
Exactly. Or buy her diamonds.
Yeah.
True. Pierce her ears. Collarbone. A lot of men like find collarbones irresistible. Why not touch it and kiss it? Unbutton her shirt little.
touch that spot, make circles with your tongue, give her love bites.
Yeah?
Yeah, thighs. Touch her thighs before you go in for the treats, okay? Massage her thighs, lick her, tease her, use your tongue, drag it around her thighs, massage, and then go in for it. I'm telling you, it'll turn around. She'll be begging you for it.
Nice. All right. Anything else?
Oh, how much time do we have?
We have
feet. Give her a foot massage. Every woman dreams of a foot massage. You put extra pressure on her toes and ankles, the side of her feet, and she'll be putty in your hands for whatever you want.
Nice.
Next.
If you guys want to learn more from The Art of Charm about dating, relationships, and even networking for business, visit us at theartofcharmpodcast.com or check us out in iTunes and follow me on Twitter at The Art of Charm.
And check out the Sex with Emily podcast at sexwithemily.com and on iTunes if you want to have the best sex of your life, that is. Also, follow me on Twitter at Sex with Emily.